ஸ்ரீ குரோ ஸ்ரீயுதாபத கமலம் ஸ்ரீ குரோம் வைஷ்ணவாம்ஸ்ய ஸ்ரீரூபாம் சாக்ரஜாதாம் சகணா ரகுநாதான்விதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் ஹரிஜனா சஹிதம் கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய தேவம் ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ண பாதான் சகணா லலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகான்விதாம்ஸ்ய நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்த சுவாமீதி நாமினே நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதே தேவே கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணே நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஸ்யாத்த தேசதாரிணே நமோ விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி சித்தாந்த சரஸ்வதி நாமினே ஸ்ரீவாசவானவீ தேவி நைதாய கிருபாப்தே கிருஷ்ண சம்பந்த விஜயான தாயினே பிரபவே நம மாதுரியோஜ்வல பிரேமாட்ய ஸ்ரீரூபானுகா பக்தித ஸ்ரீ கௌர கருணா சக்தி விக்ரஹாய நமஸ்துதே நமஸ்தே கௌரவாணி ஸ்ரீமூர்த்தயே தீனதாரிணே ரூபானுகா விருத்தாப சித்தாந்த த்வாந்தஹாரிணே நமோ கௌரகிஷோராய சாட்சாத் வைராக்கியமூர்த்தயே விப்ரலம்பாரசாம்போதே பாதாம்புஜாயதே நமஹ நமோ பக்தி விநோதாய சச்சிதானந்த நாமினே கௌரசக்தி ஸ்வரூபாய ரூபானுகாவராயதே கௌராவிர்பாவபூமேஸ்வம் நிர்தேஷ்டா சஜ்ஜனப்ரிய வைஷ்ணவசாரபௌமா ஸ்ரீ ஜெகந்நாதாயதே நமஹ வாஞ்சாகல்பதருப்யஸ்ய கிருபாசிந்துப்யை வச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ நமோ நமஹ ஓம் மகாவதான்யாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நாம்னே கௌரத்விஷை நமஹ பஞ்சதத்வாத்மகம் கிருஷ்ணம் பக்தரூபஸ்வரூபகம் பக்தாவதாரம் பக்தாக்யம் நமாமி பக்தசக்திகம் ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜெகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ராதா காந்த நமோஸ்துதே ஜெயதாம் சுரதோர்பங்கோ மமமந்தோ மதேர்கதி மத்சர்வஸ்வ பதாம்போஜோ ராதா மதன மோகனோ திவ்யத்ருந்தாரண்ய கல்பத்ருமாத ஸ்ரீமத் ரத்னாகார சிம்ஹாசனஸ்தோ ஸ்ரீமத் ராதா ஸ்ரீல கோவிந்த தேவோ கிருஷ்ணாலவே சேவியமானோ ஸ்மராமி ஸ்ரீமான் ராசரசாரம்பி வம்சீவட தடஸ்தித கர்ஷம் வேணுஸ்வனேர் கோபீர் கோபிநாத ஸ்ரீஸ்துனஹ நப்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரியே ஜெய் ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைதாபதாத ஸ்ரீவாசாதி கௌர பக்த விருந்தம் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா 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 ஹரே 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 ராம் ராம ராம் ஹரே ஹரே. சோ வெல்கம் டு திஸ் செகண்ட் செஷன் ஆன் த ஓவர்வியூ ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா. லாஸ்ட் டைம் வி டிட் introduction, the overview of the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, and discussed how introduction is surcharged with the whole content of Bhagavad Gita. If you have Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, in the introduction, it's so powerful that Srila Prabhupada once said, if you cannot print the whole book, just print the introduction. If you cannot translate the whole book and print it, just translate the introduction, and that is containing all the import of whatever is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. And we will discuss certain aspects of the introduction. As usual, before going into this every session's topic, we will be reciting few verses. We have selected 27 verses from the whole of Bhagavad Gita, which is consisting of 700 verses. So these 27 verses will be the verses we will be memorizing in the next 24 sessions we are going to meet. So every time when we sit and memorize, recite these verses, it will be easy for you when you go home to recite them. But most of you do not have this student handbook. Those who have registered, they will be positively getting the handbook, student's handbook as well as the workbook next week. 26 when you come, we will be providing them. Since we are not having the exact figure of how many registered, some not registered, that's the reason we could not give the books now. So this book contains these verses as well as the verses which we just chanted now, that is Mangalacharan verses. So anyhow, I will be reciting those verses. Please chant along with me, those who have got books.
Tatrashtuvacha dharma kshetre guru kshetre samaveda yuyutsava mamaka pandavascheva himagurvada sanjaya arpanya dosho bodhasvabhava vachami tvam dharma sammuda cheta eshreyasyam nishchidam bruhitanme shishyasteham chadimam tvam brabannam natvevam jatu nasthanime janadipa nachaiva bhavishyama sarve vayamata param matra sparshastu gonteya sitoshna sukha dukkhada agama paino nityas nandidiksha svabharata najayate priyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavitava na bhuya ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano nanyate hanyamane sharire jayato visayan pumsa sangaste supajayate sangat sanyayate kama kama krodho vijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammoha smriti virbhrama smriti bhramschat buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati yajnyardat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara yada yada dharmasya jnanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata yeyam punarjanma dikti mameti so arjuna bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram surdam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam svantirichyati yoginam api sarvesham madgatenantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam sameyuttatamo mata bhavunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha antakale cha mameva smaram muktva kalevaram ya prayati samadbhavam yadinachyatra samshaya manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mamevaishasi dvevam atmanam matparayana aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita machitta madgata prana bodayanta parasparam kadayantasya mam nityam pashyanti cha ramanti cha tesham satayuktanam madatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te tesham evanukam partham ahamajnanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnanadipena bhashvata matkarma grinmat paramo matbhakta sangavarjitaha nirmarpaya sarvabhuteshu yasa mameti pandava mayyaveshamano imam nityayukta upasate shraddhaya parayopetas eme yuktatamo mata upadrashtanumanta cha karta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti chapyukto desmin purusha paraha mamchaya vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samadityetan brahma bhuyaya kalpate yo mameva sammudo janati purushottamam sa sarva vidvajati mam sarva bhavena bharata sarva dharman parityajya mamekam charanam vraja aham tvam sarva bhavebhyo mokshayishyami masachah yatra yogeshwara krishna yatra partho dhanurdhara tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvani terma terma mam
So chapter 1. The name of the chapter 1 is Arjuna Vishada Yoga or Sainya Darshana. Sometimes it is addressed as Sainya Darshana or observing the armies. Srila Prabhupada takes this word Sainya Darshana. In some other places you will find the name of this chapter, chapter number 1 is Arjuna Vishada Yoga. So, every chapter is named as some yoga. The second chapter is called Sankhya Yoga. The third chapter is called Dharma Yoga. Fourth chapter is called Jnana Yoga. The fifth chapter is called Karma Sannyasa Yoga. The sixth one is called Dhyana Yoga. What is the common feature in all these names? Yoga. Yoga is a common feature. So, at the end of reciting the each chapter, traditionally, it is recited like Om Tat Sat Iti, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Upanishadsu, Brahma Vidyayam, Yoga Shastre, Shri Krishna Arjuna Samvade, Sam Yogo Nama, Sam Adhyayam. So, we have Yoga Shastre. So, this Bhagavad Gita is Yoga Shastra. And what is the meaning of yoga? Connect. How we can connect ourselves with Krishna. That is the whole content of Gita. So the first chapter is called Sainya Darshana or it is called Arjuna Vishada Yoga. Now, when you get this student handbook, you will find in that chapter 1 you have four sections. In total, in the first chapter we have 46 verses. These 46 verses are divided into 5 sections. First section is first verse to the 13th verse. First 13 verses. First 13 verses talk about what? The preparation for the war. You know, what is happening? Who is standing where? Who are the great personalities? How is the whole war starting about? The first 13 verses of the first chapter talk about what? Talks about the preparation for the war. You actually have this in the handbook, but next time when you get your handbook, you will have this thing. And the second section in the first chapter, you have the signs of victory. Who is going to win the war? Pandavas. So, the victory of the Pandavas is already revealed before the war. And that victory, signs of victory are there in the 14th verse till the 20th verse. In these 7 verses, you have 8 verses, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 7 verses. So these 7 verses talk about signs of victory, that okay, this is going to happen because of this, this indication that Pandavas are going to win. Now from the 21st verse to the 27th verse, this is the third section, you have that how Krishna is related to his friend Arjuna and how is he behaving towards Arjuna. What is the relationship between Krishna and Arjuna? Bhakta Vatsalata of Krishna is being described. And now in the final section of the first chapter, that is 28th verse till the 46th verse, you have different reasons which Arjuna has given for not fighting the war. So these are the four broad sections within the first chapter. It is very important for all of you to know these sections in all the 18 chapters. So in every time, this will be the main question in your question paper or the purpose of the overview. Main point in the overview is When you close your eyes, these four sections should appear in front of you in the first chapter. When you close your eyes and then think of the first chapter, what should come into your mind? Oh, first point is general description of the army, what's there, who is there, etc., etc. Second section, okay, now the signs of victory. The third section, what is it? Bhakta Vatsalata of Krishna. The fourth section, Arjuna is giving different reasons. That is there imprinted as a photograph in your mind. If you see, the whole syllabus for the overview is just about 14 pages, that's all. So this will be kept in our minds, should be there. So now, first we will discuss about the first section of Bhagavad Gita, that is first 13 verses, the preparation for the war. So in the preparation for the war, you see, the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada gives elaborate commentaries to it. If you go to any other commentaries of Acharyas, Madhvacharya or Sripad Ramanujacharya, they are different great Acharyas in the past. They hardly commented on even in single verse. They just, maybe first chapter, first verse was commented, and all the verses are not commented at all. But Prabhupada gives an elaborate commentary on all the verses of the first chapter. Not only that, this is the only chapter in Bhagavad Gita, apart from the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Srila Prabhupada has given elaborate lectures. He is the only Acharya who took a verse from the first chapter and then gave a lecture. Because the first chapter, you almost, most of the things you will find are Duryodhana went here, he told this, these are the people on my side, that are, there is no much philosophy, that is what externally people see. But Srila Prabhupada gives an elaborate purport to all these things. And he goes on giving different lectures on each verse, very long lectures too. Why? Because the first chapter gives the situation of a conditioned soul. What is our situation in this world? If we are in this world, how are we suffering in this world? Even if you go and listen to any of the lectures on Bhagavatam also Prabhupada, he definitely touches this point, or most of the lecture will be containing this point of how this living entity, we are all suffering in this world. Like Arjuna was completely confused and he experienced all kinds of stressful situations. All the symptoms of stress appeared in Arjuna's in Arjuna, and is all described in the first chapter. So, philosophy means darshana. Darshana means to see. In Hindi, philosophy is called darshana shastra. Why it is called darshana shastra? Darshana means to see. What are you going to see? Before seeing anything else, one should see his own state of situation, his own state of affairs. How he is suffering in this world? In the first chapter, who is described is not Arjuna. It is actually me. But I am represented in the first chapter like in the form of Arjuna. Now you may say, oh, Arjuna, his hands were trembling and his hairs were standing, his Gandhi was slipping. Actually, it is happening to me. But only thing is, you cannot put everybody's name there. You have to put Arjuna's name. The condition of a conditioned living entity. The condition means the situation of a conditioned soul. Conditioned soul means one who is bound in this material world. What is the situation? How degraded, how horrible is the situation? You can find out in the first chapter. Why Srila Prabhupada gives elaborate purports on this? Because first he wants to show to the whole world that you are suffering like anything. And you think that you are happy. That is the fundamental problem. The greatest ignorance of the people in this world is not that they don't know who is God. The greatest ignorance is that they think that they are happy. How are you? Fine, thank you. They don't just say fine. They say thank you, don't ask further. I just told fine, no? That's enough. Don't. If you go inquire further, I will tell the truth. Thank you very much. No, I don't. Don't go further about this topic now. Fine. Thank you. So now, Dhritarashtra. The first words, very significantly spoken by Dhritarashtra, a blind man. So Dhritarashtra is sitting in Hastinapura, and along with him is Sanjaya. Sanjaya is a very learned person, and he is a disciple of Vyasa. And he is able to see what is happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Not only that, he is able to see what is happening in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he had the capacity to see anything and everything of this world at any time. You mention a time, this place, what person is thinking, what is he doing, he can come to know. That is why he says, Vyasa Prasada, because of the blessing of Vyasa, I got this power to see what's happening. So he is seeing what's happening in the world, Kurukshetra now. Sanjaya is sitting in front of Dhritarashtra, and Dhritarashtra asks a question. So he says, Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Samaveta Ayutsavaha Mamaka Pandavas Cheva Kima Kuruvata Sanjaya. These words, there are many significant words here. Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre. So, since this is the overview section, overview class, we are not going to go into the very extreme details of these things. But this first words is forcing me to speak the details just because it is so important. Otherwise, every verse details can be taken in the Bhakti Shastri course. As I told in the previous section, that this overview of Bhagavad Gita, the study of overview of Bhagavad Gita, is nothing but a warm-up for Bhakti Shastri. Bhakti Shastri is an elaborate course, the 2.5 years course. So, that's a very elaborate study. So, for that you require some warm-up. So, this is a warm-up course. But still, this verse will just put light on the level of Bhakti Shastri itself. Dharma Kshetre, this word Kurukshetra, this place Kurukshetra is called Dharma Kshetra. Why is it called Dharma Kshetra? There are many reasons for it. The first reason is a historical reason. The historical reason is, there was one person named Kuru, or one king named Kuru. He performed many yajnas there. In spite of he performing many yajnas, many sacrifices, many tapasyas, Indra was not giving the benedictions. He was just saying, let me see how long he is going to do. But even though there was no result for the yajna, Kuru, he did his job of doing tapasya and yajna. One day Indra got pleased and then told Kuru that at this place, Dharma will be established. Not only at this place Dharma will be established, anybody who dies there definitely is going to go to Swarga. That is why all those people who died in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they all attained Veera Swarga. What to speak of anybody? Even Duryodhana went to Swarga. We say Duryodhana is a cruel king. We all then he'll go to hell, but actually he went to Swarga. When the Pandavas, they went through the hellish planets and then went to Swarga, they saw Duryodhana there and told, oh, yeah, they all asked Krishna, Krishna, what is this? Duryodhana is in Swarga. So the Pandavas were surprised, what to speak of us. So this is the greatness of Kuru, that he pleased Indra and Indra gave this benediction there. This is the first reason, the historical reason. The other reason for which it is called Dharma Kshetra, because of Parushuram did 5 yajnas there. And wherever Parushuram did yajnas, that becomes Dharma Kshetra. And the third and the most important reason why this Kurukshetra is called Dharma Kshetra is because there is a Dharma Yuddha there. There is a great battle. And because of this battle, Dharma is going to be established. Krishna is going to establish Dharma there through this battle. That is why it is called Dharma Kshetra. And most importantly, this place is called Dharma Kshetra because the personification of religion, Krishna himself, is present there. Wherever Krishna is there, that becomes Dharma Kshetra. Even if Krishna goes to hell, hell becomes Dharma Kshetra. Wherever Krishna goes, because Krishna is the personification of Dharma. Dharma stu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. And the ultimate reason for this place being called Dharma Kshetra, Because the supreme dharma of the living entity was spoken by the supreme lord, that is Bhagavad Gita is spoken there. That is why it is called Dharma Kshetra. Now it's a reality. Many of the people think this Dharma Kshetra or Kurukshetra is just a created. Kurukshetra means this body. These five Pandavas are the five senses. Draupadi is the mind. Many people say give allegorical meaning to it. It's for to listen to those allegorical meanings, it may be wonderful to listen to them, but actually they don't have any value. Many other historians, they don't believe that actually the war of Kurukshetra took place. They say just Mahabharata and Bhagavad Gita were written somewhere during 11th century. But it is not a fact. 5,000 years back, this war took place. Even there is a place called Kurukshetra. There is Hastinapura, there is Mathura, there is Dwarka. All these places are there historically. Nobody just can create a place. One can write some book and create fictitious characters, fictitious places. But after writing a book, he cannot just go and create all those places there. It's impossible. Even though you consider that Mahabharata is fictitious, but how can you just create these places? Just cannot create places there. Samaveta Yutsavaha. Now Dhritarashtra is telling Samaveta Yutsavaha. Samaveta means they are all assembled. For what? Assembled for what? Yutsavaha. Yutsava means to fight. They have all assembled to fight. Now, Kimakurvata, what did they do? Kimakurvata means what? What did they do? They have all assembled to fight, and what did they do? Somebody is very hungry and he has got a plate of nice, wonderful Mahaprasad and he is about to eat, and what did he do? What a question. Invalid question. You don't have to ask what did he do, he ate. But still Dhritarashtra is asking why? Because he had the fear. What happened? I am going to lose the war. Are my children going to win the war or not? That fear itself is a proof that they are going to lose the war. This Dhritarashtra was a very learned person. He was blind, but still he was very learned. So he knew Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knew that he is present there. That is why it is Dharma Kshetra. In spite of knowing, what is he asking? What did they do? So this shows the cruelty of Duryodhana. How cruel a person who is in ignorance becomes. A person who is in ignorance, he becomes so cruel that he is telling, my dear Sanjaya, I hope my son Duryodhana is not compromising with the whole situation. I hope this Dharma Kshetra is not influencing my son Duryodhana, and I hope that he is still willing to fight. He is not becoming a Dharmika. That is why he is asking, what did they do? He did not want his son Duryodhana to compromise with the Pandavas, being influenced by Dharma Kshetra. So he is addressing, my son Duryodhana is on the side of Adharma. He knows it. First kind of fear he was, now my son Duryodhana is on the side of Adharma, Krishna is on the side of Dharma, so my son is going to lose. That was the fear, number one. The second fear was, let my son lose the war, let him die. But the point is, I don't want him to compromise with the Pandavas because I want to be the king. Let my son die, no problem. But my position as a king should be there. Now, externally this person, Duryodhana, is telling Mamaka, my son. My son, he is telling, but what is the attitude within his heart? Let him die. But my kingdom, I should be the king. I want my son to be the king because I want to be the king. Not because my son want to be the king. I want my son to pass the exam because he is my son. If he is not my son, then let him do whatever he wants. What should I got nothing to do with him. So, externally some people show some selfishness. saying that this is my person, I love you. But ultimately, you love yourself, that is why you say, I love you. You love another person because he is giving some satisfaction to you. The moment he doesn't give satisfaction to you, then you got nothing to do. The moment he starts giving trouble to you, you no more love him. When you said, I love you, did you really love him? No. Actually, you loved yourself because of some time he is giving you some satisfaction or some enjoyment. So you think that, you know, I love him. So the whole world, how it is clearly described by describing in this particular verse. One verse is enough. It has got the beginning, middle and end. This one verse. The beginning is Dhritarashtra of ignorance. What was the ignorance? Mamaka, Pandavas, Chaya. These are my people. They are the opposite party. Pandavas, Chaya. Mamaka means my people. And this is the basic ignorance of this world, thinking that I and mine. Aham mama iti ajnana. So Srila Prabhupada gives a very elaborate purport. And at the end he says that Krishna is going to uproot all the weeds of the Kauravas. Kshetra means agricultural land. In the agricultural land, a farmer, what is he going to come do? He is going to weed out all the unwanted plants. Isn't it? A good farmer does it. In the same way, Krishna, like a good farmer, he is going to remove all the unwanted weeds. Who are the unwanted weeds here? The Kauravas. So, the result of the Kurukshetra war is already described in this word, Dharma Kshetri, Kurukshetri. What is the result? The result is Dhritarashtra is going to die, or Dhritarashtra's son Duryodhana is going to die. The result is there. Why they have to die? Because of the ignorance. What is the ignorance? Mamaka Pandavas Cheva. My people, that people. And what is there in the middle? It is fear. So there is ignorance. Out of ignorance there is fear. When the fear, ultimately what is the result of that fear? Is death. So, the exact picture of the material world is given in the very first verse, keeping Dhritarashtra in the front. So, this is the first verse. Next time when you will get your student workbook. In that you have different questions where you will be writing them. Very simple questions will be there. Okay, now after the whole description, question has been asked. Now Sanjaya starts saying, he says, my dear Duryodhana, don't worry. I understand your heart. You want your son to fight? Don't worry. As he is a father, so is a son. Ultimately, Duryodhana, who is he? He is your son. Since he is your son, he is blind as much as you are blind. The only difference is, you are blind spiritually and materially. He is blind spiritually, but materially he has got eyes. He is blind with eyes open. Now, drishtvad pandavanikam yudam duryodhanastada acharya upasangamya raja vachanamadbhavit. Then Sanjaya describes how your son is a very great diplomat. Now he is addressed as Raja because he went and then he went to Dronacharya. Raja vachanamadbhavit. Acharya upasangamya. Acharya means Dronacharya. So Duryodhana went to this Dronacharya and he started telling something. Why is called a Raja here? He is called Raja because he is a very expert in diplomacy. Being a king, he could have called Dronacharya, come here, I want to tell you something. But why he personally got down and went to Dronacharya? Because he knew that Dronacharya is a very powerful person. And not only that, this Dronacharya has got some soft corner to the Pandavas. So that is why he wanted to tell Dronacharya, don't show this soft corner anymore. Because of your soft corner, you will see drishtvad pandavanikam vyudam yudhi. Pandavas, their whole phalanx is, military phalanx is arranged so wonderfully. Because of your tavasishyena dhimata, because of your intelligent disciple. Just see in front of your guru, in front of somebody's guru, you go and tell, your disciple is very intelligent. What does that mean? you are a fool. So Duryodhana is telling here to Dronacharya, see, Tavasishyana Dhimata, you are intelligent disciple. So there is a story here. The story is, Prabhupada describes story in the purport. So you can read the purport of the verse number 3, where you will find the story of Drishtadyumna and Dronacharya and Drishtadyumna in the verse 2 purport and verse 3 purport, where Dronacharya and Drupada, they were studying in the same Gurukul. It so happened that Dronacharya and Drupada, when they passed out of the Gurukul, Drupada told Dronacharya, whenever you have some problem, you come to me, I'll solve it, because Drupada is a king and Dronacharya is a Brahmin. So Brahmin, Dronacharya had one son, Ashwatthama. He was so poor, so he was forced to go to Drupada to ask some alms. Then he told the doorkeeper, go and tell Drupada that I have come, I am his friend. Then Drupada told, what is this? He insulted Dronacharya in front of everybody, saying, what is this? You are a poor beggar. I am the king. How can a king have friendship with a poor beggar? Then Dronacharya got very angry. He came back and he started teaching the Pandavas. So after the Pandavas were taught, Kauravas were taught, Dronacharya, when they approached to Dronacharya, what Guru Dakshina you want? Dronacharya told, you win over Drupada and bind him up and bring him to me. Then Drupada was was defeated by the Pandavas. Kauravas went first. Drupada defeated, drew away all the Kauravas. But Arjuna went, he defeated Drupada, brought Drupada and left at the lotus feet of their spiritual master, their guru, Dronacharya. Then Dronacharya pardoned him. He told, just leave him, I'll excuse him for all his crime. Then Drupada was so much aggrieved, he went and did tapasya, and in tapasya he got a benediction that he would get a son who could kill Dronacharya. And that son was Drishtadyumna, and Drishtadyumna was now on the side of the Pandavas. Now Drishtadyumna is just trying to kill Dronacharya. To be so surprising that Dronacharya taught Drishtadyumna all the warfares, all the tricks of the warfare. Dronacharya knew that this Drishtadyumna is going to kill me, in spite of his knowledge that Drishtadyumna is going to be the person who is going to kill him, he did his Brahminical job of teaching him. That is why Duryodhana is telling Dronacharya, you are foolishly taught your disciple. Now he's your own disciple is going to be a big threat for us. How the Pandavas arrange his palace. That is why all these verses, ranging from first verse to the 13th verse, is nothing but a description of the war, where Duryodhana is telling, on this side, on that side, there are so many people who are willing to give up their lives for my sake, and all. So when you go home, you can just read all these verses till the 13th verse, where many names of great people are taken by Duryodhana, and he is explaining to Dronacharya that on our side we have Bhishma, and on their side there is only Bhima. So you had to go and then be very careful. And as a good king, as an ideal diplomat, Duryodhana is behaving in front of Dronacharya. So now, first section is over. The second section, we have the science of victory. So that is starting from the 13th verse. So, tata shankascha bheryascha pavana gomukaha saha saibhyascha nantyascha shabdas tumulo bhavat. So the first sign of victory was a great sound, especially the sound of the conch shell. In the 12th verse of the Gita, like you have the first chapter, Bhishma, he blows a conch shell. When he blew the conch shell, Bhishma blew the conch shell. When he blew the conch shell, it was an indication to the Kauravas. Two indications were given. One indication is that Duryodhana, Bhishma is telling Duryodhana, don't worry. And the first person who is going to blow the conch shell and start the war, I got all my enthusiasm. You don't worry, don't doubt my qualifications, don't doubt my, I don't have any soft corner toward the Pandavas. I am going to do my best to make you win the war. The other thing was, by blowing the conch shell, this conch shell is a symbol of Vishnu. That is why in all the Vishnu temples this conch shell is blown. Wherever this conch shell is blown, all the auspiciousness appears there. This conch shell is a symbol of Vishnu. So Vishnu is on the side of Pandavas. So by blowing this conch shell, Bhishma is heralding to the Kauravas that I am going to fight my fullest extent, but in spite of my fullest extent, we are going to die, we are going to lose the war. Pandavas are going to win. So this is the first sign of victory of the Pandavas, blowing of the conch shell. Because there will be a question, it's actually a question paper when you come, where you have to mention few signs of victory. Next, in the 14th verse, you will find another sign of victory. Say, Tatas Sveta Hitair Yukte Mahati Syandane Sitau Madhavaha Pandavas Chevya Divyo Shanko Pratak Matuhu. Now here in the 14th verse, that is the first time Krishna and Arjuna sitting on the chariot, they are described. The Parthasarathi form of the Lord is described. Krishna is called Parthasarathi. Why? Because he is driving the chariot of Arjuna. One of Arjuna's name is Partha. Partha means son of Pritha. Pritha is another name of who? Kunti Devi. So Kunti's another name is Pritha, and Pritha's son is Partha Sarathi. So one who is Sarathi, one is the driver of the chariot, is called Partha Sarathi. So now Mahati Syandane Sthitau Tata Shvete Haiti Yukte Mahati Syandane Sthitau. Mahati Chandana means chariot. And this chariot is driven by four horses. So these four horses are white in color. And now, who is driving the chariot? Madhava is driving the chariot. So Krishna is addressed here as Madhava. First time is addressed in the Bhagavad Gita as Madhava. Madhava means what? Husband of goddess of fortune. So this is also another sign of victory. Addressing Krishna as Madhava is another sign of victory. Wherever Krishna is there, there is fortune. That is another sign of victory. You have further signs of victory. Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya Paundrodattam Mahashankam Bhima Karma Vrukodaraha. Now others also, they start blowing their conch shell along with Krishna and Arjuna. So Krishna's conch shell name is what? Rishikesha, Panchajanyam. There is a story regarding Panchajanya also. How when Krishna took Panchajanya to hellish planets, all the activities of hell, they stopped. All the Yama Dutas, they ran to Yama and told, what is happening? We are blowing hot air, cool breeze is coming. We are frying people in the pan, they are feeling as if they are swimming in a nice swimming pool. As soon as Krishna went, these were the situations which happened in the hellish planet. So because wherever Krishna's presence is there, even it is hell, the whole atmosphere changes. Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya. Now here Krishna is again addressed as Rishikesha. So this is another indication of the victory of the Pandavas. Rishika Isha. Rishikesha means what? Rishika means senses. Isha means controller. Now who is going to control whose senses? Krishna is the controller of senses. Now specifically he is going to control the senses of Arjuna. So if Krishna, who is the owner of all the three worlds, if he is controlling somebody's senses, do you think he is going to fail in his endeavor? No. So there is another victory, sign of victory. Panchajanyam Rishikesho Devadattam Dhananjaya Paundrandaddo Mahashanko Bhimakarma Vrukodaraha. Okay. In 16 till 18 verses, we have further signs. King Yudhishthira, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, Dananta Vijaya. Nakula and Sahadeva, they blew Saghosra and Manipushpaka. The great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter, Shikhandi, Dushtabdunya, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the son of Draupadi, and others. O king, such as mighty arm, son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells. It is just a description going on. When, in the 19th verse, as soon as these conch shells were blown, Sagosho dhratarashranam hidayani vedadharayat navascha prithvim chaiva tumulo vyanudanayan navascha prithvim chaiva. As soon as these conscience were blown, what happened? There's a tumultuous sound. This sound, hridayani vedadharayat dhratarashtran. Dhratarashtra means the son of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, and all the Kauravas, their hearts were shattered. Now, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he writes a very important point. When the Pandavas, when they blew the conch shell, the hearts of the Kauravas were shattered. When the Kauravas blew their conch shells, nothing happened for the Pandavas. Why? Hearts were shattered means they felt the fear. Because the conch shells of Arjuna and Krishna, they were addressed as Divyo Shanko Pratakmatuhu. They are transcendental conch shells. So these transcendental conch shells produce transcendental sound, and this transcendental sound created some fear in the heart of the Kauravas. So this fear is there in the heart of the Kauravas because they were not taking shelter of the Lord. Prabhupada writes, very important line, is one of the questions for you in the question bank you will have. Why? The Pandavas' hearts were not shattered, whereas Kauravas' hearts were shattered. It is because this is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Krishna. One who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord has nothing to fear even in the midst of the greatest calamity. You see, the whole story of the whole Pandavas and the Kauravas, the whole of Mahabharata, one very significant thing is Kauravas were always in Hastinapura. They were like the kings. They were always enjoying the facilities of a big palace, maid servants, and all these people, they were there to serve him. But in spite of all the opulence and facilities which are in Kauravas enjoyed till their death, one thing was constantly in their heart, that was fear. Whereas Pandavas, they went into so much of painful conditions. They went to forest, they had to go to Ajnatavasa, and so many troublesome situations they had to face. But one thing was, they are very happy. They were not in anxiety at all. Duryodhana is always in 24 hours in anxiety being in the palace. And Pandavas, they were without any anxiety even though they were in the forest. So it is not the place where you stay that matters. How are you staying in that place, that is more important. Even though you are just sitting under a tree and you have nothing else, no possessions, if you have taken shelter of Krishna, there is no fear. Even though you have made 10 LIC policies and you have got 10 bank balance, a 10 bank, you have got locked safety deposits and all these things, you will be always in anxiety if you don't take shelter of Krishna. So Kauravas, with all the opulence, if you see, the Kauravas had 11 Akshayini army, more powerful. Pandavas had only 7 Akshayini. And who is supposed to worry? Pandavas was supposed to worry. Now you find Duryodhana is worried. What is going to happen to me? The fear was there because he did not take shelter of Krishna. The only solution for getting over this fearful condition of life is to take shelter of Krishna. That is why in the first chapter, this verse from the Bhagavatam regarding fear that appears practically twice. Bhayam vitiya avinivesasya isha adapetasya viparyato smritihi. So this bhayam vitiya, what is bhayam, what is fear? Fear is nothing but when you see something else other than Krishna. When you see dvitiya means you have got Krishna. Apart from Krishna, what is there? Maya. Abhinivesasya. When you are engrossed in something secondary, or abhinivesha means engrossed. Where is that verse? That verse is quoted here in the first chapter. Which purport? Anybody can tell? There is important. Yeah, I just had a search about it. 28. Before that. It's not there in the first chapter. Thirtieth verse. You have this verse quoted. Yeah. Yes. Bhagavatam 11:37. Bayam. If you go to the 30th verse, you will find this. 30th verse purport. 30th verse purport, you have this. Excessive attachment for material things. Abhinivesha means attachment or engrossed. Engrossed in what? When you are completely engrossed in something secondary. Secondary means other than Krishna. Second to Krishna. What is other than Krishna? Maya. There is only two things, light and darkness. You can compare light to Krishna and darkness to Maya. Krishna, Surya Sama, Maya Hoy, Andhakar. So when somebody is engrossed in Maya, then this fear is experienced. So when you take shelter of Krishna, there is no fear. Otherwise, there is only fear. So now in the 20th verse, there is further symptoms of victory. Signs of victory. Ata vyavasthitan drishtva dhratarashtran kapidvajaha. Now, dhratarashtran kapidvajaha. This kapidvaja is another sign of victory. So here Arjuna is addressed as kapidvaja because his chariot had dvaja. Who was there on the dvaja? Hanuman was there. So this Hanuman, wherever Hanuman is there, there is Sita, Ram and Lakshman. So, Sita ji is here, that is why Srila Prabhupada says, now both Ram and Hanuman were present in the chariot of Arjuna to help him. Lord Krishna is Ram himself, and wherever Lord Ram is, his eternal associate servitor Hanuman and his eternal consort Sita, the goddess of fortune, are present. Therefore, Arjuna had no cause of any enemies whatsoever, fear of enemies of whatsoever. And above all, the Lord, the senses, Lord of the senses, Lord Krishna was personally present to give him direction. Thus, all good counsel was available to Arjuna in the matter of counsel, executing the battle. In such auspicious conditions arranged by the Lord for his eternal devotee, they are the signs of assured victory. So, Srila Prabhupada writes, the signs of assured victory. Now, here ends the section on the signs of victory. Now, in the whole of the first chapter, that this section, the third section, that is Krishna as Bhakta Vatsala, that is very dear to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this story is very nice, important to know, for all of you know. When he went to South India tour, he met a Brahmin who was reading Bhagavad Gita. So when he was reading Bhagavad Gita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went near him and then asked, what is this you are doing? Then this person told, this Brahmin told, I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita. But surprisingly, this Brahmin was holding the Bhagavad Gita upside down. Then Chaitanya asked, you know, that's okay, but the point is, why are you crying? This Brahmin told, my Guru told me to read Bhagavad Gita daily. But I am so unfortunate that I don't know how to read. I am illiterate. That is why I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya asked, okay, I understand. People are coming and trying to make fun of you. But still, I want to know why you are crying. Then this Brahmin told, I am crying because as soon as I open this book, I open Bhagavad Gita, I see Krishna driving the chariot of Arjuna. And who is this Krishna? Krishna is the master of the three worlds. He is Jagadeka Natha, Akira Brahmanda Nayaka. He is the source, he is the creator of all the three worlds. Now what is he doing? He has accepted the position of a servant of his devotee. The Bhakta Vatsalata of Krishna. When I see this Bhakta Vatsalata of Krishna, I just feel like crying. Then Sri Chaitanya told, though you are illiterate, Though you have not even read a single verse of Bhagavad Gita, you have understood this quality of Krishna, that is Bhakta Vatsalata. That means you are the person who have understood Bhagavad Gita. So according to the instructions of Sri Chaitanya, one who knows this particular verse or this section, that is 21st till 27th, if they have understood this, they have understood Bhagavad Gita. So let's try to understand what these verses say. Now, 21st verse, Arjuna says Krishna, Arjuna Vacha, says, Senayor Ubayor Madhye Ratam Sthapayame Chuta. He orders Krishna, he says, my dear Krishna, take my ratha between these two armies. Senayor Ubayor Madhye Ratam Sthapayame Chuta. Yavadeta Nirikshehem Yodha Kama Navastita Kair Maya Sahayodhavyam Asmin Ranasamudhyame. I want to see Kair Maya, who are they? Sahayodhavyam, who I am going to fight with, has been ranasamudhyame in this war, this ghastly war. Yavadeta and Rikshem, I want to speak specifically Yodhakamanasya, who have come here to fight. So as soon as Arjuna told to Krishna, I want to see those who have come to fight, please take this chariot between the two armies. Now Krishna takes this chariot between the two armies. Says, Yotsamana Vekshem Yate Trasmagata Dhatarashtra Sidurbuddhe Yudde Prichikirshaha. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhatarashtra. Now Sanjaya says, Yevukto Rishikeshu Gurakeshena Bharata Senayor Bhyor Madhye Sthapaitvara Tottvam. Now in these verses you will find Krishna and Arjuna are addressed by different names. In the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita there are seven names by which Arjuna was addressed. There are nine names by which Krishna was addressed. And each name has a specific meaning. And it has got a contextual meaning. Now in the previous verse, here Arjuna addressed Krishna saying that Senayor Ubayor Madhye Ratam Sthapayame Achyuta. He says, you take this chariot between these two ratas. He addresses Krishna as Achyuta. What is the special significance of Arjuna being addressed as Achyuta or Krishna being addressed as Achyuta? Because Arjuna is very much confident that Krishna is never going to fall down from his platform. What is the position of Arjuna? What is the position of Krishna? He never falls down from his position. What is his actual position? People say he is God. But here, though Krishna is God, Arjuna is addressing him as Achyuta because he knows that he never falls down from the position of protecting his devotee. So now here Arjuna is asking Krishna, you are Achyuta, you never falls down from the position of protecting me. So that is the specific significance of being addressed as Achyuta. So every word has got it. So when you read this first chapter by this week, you can note down the names. What were the names by which Arjuna was addressed? What are the names by which Krishna is addressed? Because ultimately everything boils down to the holy name of the Lord. So Emukto Rishikesho Gurakeshana Bharata Stevana Udbhayor Madhyartam Sthapayam Chata Sthapaitva Ratottamam. So now Krishna, he drove the chariot following the instructions of Arjuna between the two armies. Between the two armies, now who is situated? Arjuna is there now. Bhishma Drona Pramukutaha Sarvetan Samikshitan Uvacha Partha Pashetam Samavetan Kuruniti. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona and all other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, just behold Partha, all the Kurus assembled here. You just see, my dear Partha, all these Kurus are assembled here. Now go further. Says Satra Prasetan Partha Pitrinata Pitamahan Acharyan Matlan Bhatan Putran Putran Sakinstata Sasuran Surdas Cheva Senayor Ubhayorapi. Now till Tan Samikshasa Kaunteya Sarvan Bandhu Namastitan Kripya Prayavishto Vishidantam Idam Vacha. When the son of Kunti Arjuna saw all the different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. Now it starts. Arjuna's doubts and confusions. Now he saw all the people who are my own people, relatives, friends, etc., etc. Arjuna fell into compassion. Out of compassion towards them, he started speaking like this. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting field, my limbs of my body are curing and my mouth is drying up." Now further he says, "My whole body is trembling, my hair is standing on the end, my bow Gandiva is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning. I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only cause of misfortune. O killer of KC Demon." Now he says, "Nacha Shreyo Nupashyami Hatva Sajana Mahate Nakangshe Vijayam Krishna Najalajyam Sukanicha." I don't see any fortune, good fortune, in killing my own kinsmen in battle. Nor I see, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness. So the first reason Arjuna gives to Krishna for not fighting the war, what is the first reason? The first reason is compassion. How I can kill my own relatives? And now when he saw all these people, he experienced all kinds of nervousness, stress, confusion, you name it, everything was experienced by Arjuna. So this is the typical nature of a conditioned soul. The typical nature of the conditioned soul is, every situation he is feeling some kind of anxiety or distress, or all the symptoms which Arjuna is experiencing now is faced by us. So the first reason is compassion. Now in your notes, these reasons are all mentioned. In the first chapter you have four reasons, in the second chapter you have one more reason which Arjuna gives. So on total we have five reasons given by Arjuna. Why is he not going to fight? First reason is compassion. Kripaya paraya vishto. Now, after giving the first reason why he is not going to fight, now Krishna, he gives the second reason. The second reason, he says, kimno rajena govinda kim boge jivitenava. He gives the second reason of enjoyment. In the 32nd, 35th verse. Second reason is, how I can enjoy the kingdom? What avail to us is the kingdom and happiness, even life itself, and all those whom we may desire them are now arrayed in the battlefield. Without my friends, how can I enjoy? The second reason is enjoyment. So the Acharyas explain that how Arjuna is such a nice person. He is telling, kimno rajena govinda. Now, what is the use of the whole kingdom, my dear Govinda? You are Govinda. Govinda means what? What is the meaning of Govinda? One who gives pleasure to the senses is called Govinda. Or one who takes care of the cows. Go has got two meanings. One is cow, other is senses. So, Krishna is addressed as Govinda because he is the person who gives pleasure to the cows and also gives pleasure to the senses. Now Arjuna is telling, my dear Govinda, you are giving pleasure to my senses. What is the use of the whole kingdom? The kingdom will not give any pleasure to me. So when you are on my side, what is the use of the whole kingdom? Another way of explaining this. But still Arjuna is telling Krishna, saying that, what is the use of the whole kingdom? Even if I get the kingdom, how can I enjoy the kingdom without my relatives? This is the second reason. Enjoyment is the second reason. What is the third reason? The third reason he gives is mentioned in the 36th verse. He says, Papa mevashre dasman hatvaita anatayana. He says, Papa. Papa means sin. Sins will afflict me. Even though they are atatayana. So here in the 36th verse, we have this six kinds of aggressors. Srila Prabhupada writes, according to the Vedic injunctions, six aggressors are there. Who are they? A poison giver, one who gives poison. Second one, one who sets fire to the house. One who attacks with deadly weapons. One who plunders riches. One who occupies another's land. One who kidnaps a wife. Now these Dhritarashtra and his brothers, or then his children, Duryodhana and all these people, they did all the six kinds of aggressions. They did not do a single thing. First one, they give poison, you know, and then set fire to the house, Lakshagriha, you know that. And then one who attacks with deadly weapons, they attack the Pandavas when they were actually practically, you know, small children sleeping. And one who plunders riches, they plunder by gambling. One who occupies another's land, they stole another land. Kidnaps wife, they all did. So all the six things were done by these people. So now Arjuna says, these aggressors should not be killed. Because even though they are aggressors, if I kill them, I am going to get sinful activities. So these are the third reason which he gives. And what is the fourth and ultimate reason, or the last reason in this particular chapter which Krishna gives, which Arjuna gives to Krishna? That is a social reason. Now the social reasons which Arjuna gives to Krishna, that is a very big subject matter for study for you to present to the people of this world. How this world is being degraded when dharma is not followed. So Arjuna, he describes what is exactly happening in the age of Kali from this verse. Starting from this, he says, yadyapyetena pashyanti lobo upasetasah kula chayam kritam dosham mitra dohe cha patakam katam na agnyem asmavihi papadasman nivartitum kula chaye kritam dosham pradushyanti janardana prashyanti janardana prapashyadvir janardana. O Janardana, although these men, their hearts overwhelmed with greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarrelling with friends, why should we, who can see crime in destroying a family, engage in such an act of sin? Now he further says, Kulakshaye pranasyanti kuladharma pshanatana dharme nashche kulam krishnam madharma nabhyutpata. He says that with the destruction of the dynasty of the eternal family traditions is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion. So the rest of the family becomes involved in religion. So starting from the verse number 39 till the end of this chapter, Arjuna, he gives a logical steps. If the war happens, the elderly people in the society, they will all be killed. If they are killed, there is nobody who is going to teach the eternal principles of dharma to the younger generation. Now, when the eternal principles are not spoken to the younger generation, what happens? Pradushyanti kulastriha. The women become corrupt. When the women become corrupt, they become free, going around, loitering around the streets. Then what happens? There is unwanted progeny. When there is unwanted progeny, then there is no performance of religious activities, especially offering oblations to the ancestors. When there is nothing performed in the sacrifice of offering oblations to the ancestors, they are not performed, then what happens? All the social activities, they will be destroyed. And because of this, nobody can be happy, and they are all going to hell. And those people who are responsible for this situation, they will definitely go to hell. So I will be responsible for all these things. So the king is the person who thinks of all these things. Now Arjuna, as an idle king, he starts thinking, if there is a war, all these consequences I will be responsible for. So I don't want to do it. Now, if you see the present state, first thing, what is happening? There are no elderly people in the family. Grandfather, grandmother are not there. When grandfather, grandmother is not there in the house, then what happens? The children want some stories, so they watch TV. They watch TV, what they are seeing? Somebody killing somebody. They want to hear somebody killing somebody. That is what children means. Children, they want to hear this. Some story of somebody fighting with somebody. They want all fighting scenes. So, if they don't listen how Lord Ram killed Ravan, they will be seeing how one hero killed a villain, or villain killed the hero. All these things they will be seeing. So when this is happening in their mind, Especially the first effect is seen in the woman. When Surpanakha, when she went alone, where is Lanka? Surpanakha belonged to Lanka. And where was Lord Ram? At that time, when he took a vanvas, he was in Panchavati. Now just imagine, where is Lanka and where is Panchavati? And Surpanakha was alone traveling all these places. So there is a big movement called Women's Revolution. Nari Mukti Andolan. So the Acharya for the Nari Mukti Andolan was Surpanakha. They wanted independence. Go around the country. I want to see what's happening where. And Lakshmana gave a very proper treatment. So Pradushyanti Kulastriha. When the independence is given, then what happens? They'll have unwanted progeny. So that is why what is happening? Is this? So much of abortion. What is abortion? Abortion means unwanted progeny. You don't want, you just born. And they think, oh, why are you born? So just imagine the whole world. If there is any small reflection of love of God, Krishna Prema, there's some small reflection you find in this world, Prabhupada says, you can find what actually love of God is as indicated by what amount of love mother has for the child when the child is like a baby. Once the baby grows up, then also it becomes diluted. But in Hindi we say jhalak. In English, what we say? Just a spark. Okay? Just a spark. Of what is love of God that is seen in the affection and the love which mother has got for a child. Now just imagine that mother, when she starts thinking, I want to kill the child, unwanted. Unwanted children, they are called as Pradushyanti Kulastriya Kule. What is the exact word used here? Varna Sankara Jayate. Varna Sankara means unwanted children. Even though for example, as soon as they're pregnant or child is born, somehow or other the mother gives birth to the child. Then she starts thinking, oh, taking care of him. Let me send him to some babysitting. Babysitting. Now these days there is something else before babysitting. That is what happened. Crutches something? Huh? Crush. That's what? Huh?
Crush.
Yeah. That is before babysitting?
The child is 1 day old.
Just 1 day old. So, you know, by mistake, he is born. This baby is born. Crying. So now, what is being taught to a child right from day one? Day one means right by the time the child is in the womb, what is being taught is hatred. It's just hatred. That is what is taught. Because mother is hating him. The person whom she is supposed to show some affection. Like now, there is a scene that says that why Duryodhana became so cruel? He was not knowing what a mother is. You know how Duryodhana and all the Kauravas were born? Because of enviousness. Gandhari wanted children because Kunti had children. So she actually aborted herself. Now the flesh came out and somehow or other by the Maharishi Vyasa and all, that was cut into 100 pieces and then there was life sent into that womb. Because of her enviousness, she could not wait for some more time to just so that the progeny will come out. She just hit herself on the stomach, on her own womb, and then destroyed the children there. So because of this cruelty which she had, cruel act, all the children were named as Duryodhana, Dushyasana, Dushta. Everything starts from D, D, Du. All their names were starting from D. And she never fed all the 100 children with breast milk. Because of this reason, Duryodhana was not knowing what a mother is. When he looked at a woman, he looked at woman. He never looked at the mother in the woman. That was the main reason. The whole Mahabharata, everything was just because of this only. Cruelty starts with this, when the Matrutva is lost. So Arjuna is pointing about this. So you can just write a huge thesis over this one section, one reason which Arjuna gives. That will earn you a PhD. So much is there within this. So Prabhupada gives elaborate description for all these things. So you can further read all the reasons which Arjuna gave. So we stop here. Any questions, please you ask. Very first chapter, yes. Madhava means the husband of goddess of fortune. Husband of goddess of fortune. Lakshmi. That is one who gives. That is the first. First time Krishna is addressed by this name. That is one of the signs of victory. Find that. So when you go home, you have to read the first chapter very nicely. The main points, what are there in the questions and all, I have already discussed this. So next time when you come, I will give the students handbook as well as the workbook. So you can write all those things. So everybody read introduction last week? Homework which was given to you. How many of you read? Okay. Others have not read at all. So now you got double work to do. You have to read the introduction as well as the first chapter. One of the objectives of overview of Bhagavad Gita, what is it? That you will read the Bhagavad Gita within 6 months. You read it. If you take just 15-20 minutes a day, you can complete the homework. 15 to 20 minutes, that is what we are demanding. Even just 15 minutes, just see how much you can read. So please do read the introduction as well as the first chapter when you come next time. Next time, please do register yourself and we are going to give the books. And also bring your photographs. Copy of your photograph. Two copies. Or two. One for the form, one for the card. You are going to give a card of Bhaktivedanta College as a student. So, like in the college, if you are studying in a college, you have your identity card. In the same way, from 2nd April onwards, we are going to have this card. It will be checked with all the cards before entering. If you don't bring your card, you will be made standing outside. So all these things will be there. So any more further questions? Yes. Yeah. Now his question is, as soon as the conscience are blown, they should start fighting. But you know, what else is required to start fighting? What is happening, Arjuna? And say conscience are blown, everything is blown. See, in the Mahabharata war, that is a dharma yuddha. The war is not just like everybody fights with anybody and everybody. No. They choose, I am going to fight with you. Both of them agree. And then they start fighting. So somebody else will not come in between and then they fight with the other person. It doesn't happen like that. Suppose there are about 70 people here, 100 people here. Now, one person from here, he will challenge the other person here. They challenge and then the fight starts. So it is not it happened, it's just a concept. It's just some ground, setting the ground. Not it happened. First they challenge. They look at each other's eyes, they challenge. To such an extent, each of them, first arrow, they pay obeisances to each other, throwing arrows. The arrow will go and go at each other's feet. That is not the arrow meant to kill. And then they start fighting. There is lot of culture. Even for fighting, there is culture. There are certain rules and regulations for fighting. Not that like dogs, two dogs start barking. It doesn't happen like that. They are high class people. To such an extent in the Mahabharata war, whole day they were fighting with each other. And in the right, they would sit and eat in the same plate. They would be joking, they would be playing chess. Next day, each one is going to kill each other. Just see how high class people were. Even Duryodhana's people were like that. Even Duryodhana. Now these days fighting is like just like dog. He says, wah, 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 he says, wah, and you just don't know what's happening. I mean, it's called Arya. Aryans. They're like that. Yes. Yeah. At the Bhakti Shastri level, we teach this thing. Janardhana, it has got two meanings. One is Jana plus Ardhana, other one is Jana plus Ardhana. Now here, Krishna and Arjuna, the relationship is that of a friend. Now Arjuna is sarcastically telling Krishna, "My dear Krishna, you are Janardhana. But what kind of Janardhana you are? You are supposed to protect people. So Jana plus Ardhana means one who protects Jana, people. So, but you are not behaving like Jana plus Ardhana, but you are behaving like Jana plus Ardhana. Ardhana means one who kills people." So sarcastically Arjuna is using this word. What meaning should I take, my dear sir? Are you Jana plus Ardhana? That is what I understand. But why are you making me take the other meaning, that is Jana plus Ardhana, one who kills? And that is all Bhakti Shastri. It's just a trailer for that. Okay? So, stop here. Going to attend the class, Sunday feast class. Please to register. Bring your photos next time. The 1st of April, 2nd April onwards, we're going to have a strict this thing. Okay. Hare Krishna.